Jane, say, looky here. What are you doing out here in front of the store?
Sitting on this box.
Yes, I can see you sitting on a box. But I mean, when there's nobody here but you to mind the store, you ought to be inside.
Inside the box?
Inside the store. You can't hear the phone ring from out here.
Yeah, I know it. That's why I come out.
That's why you come out? So you can't hear when people call up?
Yeah, if I can't hear them when they call, they can't get sore if I don't answer.
Oh, I never hear such a darn fool thing. Now, you go on and get inside there and take this truck along with you. I got to go back to the hardware store. I forgot something.
Well, what is that stuff you got there anyhow?
It's wallpaper. That's what it is. Just on account of you, I had to buy a whole new paper.
Well, is it got swans on it like the other paper?
No. Them Butler says it's an all-over design.
What kind?
All over.
All over what?
Oh, that's the kind of paper it is. Got figures all over it.
Yeah, well, then you can just take it back. We ain't going to put up no wallpaper that someone's been figuring all over.
Nobody's been figuring on it. It's sort of figures of flowers. It's got flowers on it.
Oh, flowers.
Yes. And then it's got what Lem Butler calls a frieze at the top.
The flowers freeze at the top?
No, that's borders. Borders.
Borders, huh?
Yes. And,
well, why don't they hit the landlady for more blankets?
Oh, it's the border at the top of the paper. It's sort of strip that goes next to the ceiling. They like this. See? Here. There. Now, wait, I'll roll it up again there. Burn it. Fool around trying to explain things to you. Here, take this stuff now because it's...
Well, I lay it there on the porch. I'll take it in a minute.
Oh, man, the ghost. Now, I never see a feller that hated to move as bad as you do. I'll swear. There it is. And put it in the back room, too. Oh, and here's the corn senator's yet, too.
Anything special in it?
Here, take and read yourself while I'm... Oh, wait a second, Jim. Here's something.
Yeah, what is it?
Right here in the front page, it says, about Mr. McCarr. It says, P.H. McCarr Entertaining.
Shucks. I don't think he's so darn entertaining.
P.H. McCarr, millionaire sugar king, and his daughter, Helen, will entertain in honor of Hector Q. Smith sometime toward the end of the present Academy semester. Why, they're going to give Hector a party.
And I wonder if Helen McCarr will invite Hortense. Them two gals certainly saw at each other.
Yeah. Young Smith is now undergoing special training to fit him for a job with the McCarr interest in New York. He will make his debut about...
Make his what?
He says he'll make his debut about.
What in tarnation's a boot about?
Well, I suppose it's one of them fool inventions of Hector's. Well, the debut about 2 days from today.
Is that all it says?
No, there's some more here. You take the paper and read yourself. I got to get back and get that roller.
What roller?
Oh, them Butler said we'd have to have a sort of roller to roll down the seams where the pieces of wallpaper come together. I forgot to buy it. I'll be right back just as soon as you get there.
Say, hold on a second. Why don't you just borrow one instead of buying it?
Borrow one?
Yeah.
Borrow one from who?
Well, Barlow. He's got one up there where he's putting up that new house of his.
Say, that's an idea.
Yes.
I tell you, Ed, but you take a run up there and ask him we can use it for a spell.
Oh, shucks. I don't want to go way up there.
Way up there? What's the matter with you? It's only about a block. I'll go on. Ask him if we can have it.
Oh, shucks. Now, we haven't said nothing about it now.
Well, go on. Go on. You can get there and back. Why are you grumbling about it? I'll mind the store for a spell.
Oh, dagnabbit. Next time I'll keep my mouth shut.
And bring that roller here right away. Don't stand around up there shooting off your mouth.
Well, here's any other news in here now.
Say, Mr.
Winterbottom. Hello, Hector.
How are you today?
Why ain't you up the academy, young Ferris?
Well, you see, I'm on my way up there right now.
Mm.
You see, I've just been taking an etiquette lesson.
Oh, you have, huh?
Yes.
I see here with the papers, Mr. McCarr's going to give a party for you.
Yes, sure. Just as soon as I finish my special training.
Well, I hope you learn how to behave yourself at that time. You're liable to have to meet some big people.
Say, listen. Listen, I know how to behave myself in society. Just don't forget, I was presented to a king once.
Yes, well, now you get along with your darn cock and bull story.
Yes, well, this is no cock and bull story. Just let me tell you, Mr. Winterbottom. I really was presented to a king.
What king? How'd you ever come to meet a king?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, that's a long, long tale. But, well, it was like this. You see, my family was very poor.
Poor, huh?
Yes, extremely poor. Poor but very honest people.
Mm.
Yes. Why, would you believe it, Mr. Winterbottom? We didn't have anything to eat.
Mm.
No, sir. There was nothing in our cupboard but rats. So,
just a second, Hector. If you didn't have anything to eat, what was the rats doing in your cupboard?
Well, you see, the rats just lived there. They took their meals out. So at the age of two, I decided to leave home and seek my fortune in Africa. Well,
You left home and went to Africa when you was 2 years old?
No. I said when I was 2 years old, I decided to go to Africa. I didn't get started until 18 years later. Well,
what did you do in Africa?
I took up land.
How much land? How much land did you take up?
A shovel full at a time. One day I was taking a tramp through the jungle. Yes, sir. Yes, that's it. I was taking a tramp through the jungle. I was entirely unarmed. Suddenly there smote upon my ears the sound of tom-toms. Louder and louder they become. Louder and louder. And then in front of me, I saw a terrible sight. Quick as a flash, a revolver was in my hand.
Just a second, young fella. You're kind of getting ahead of yourself. A minute ago you said you was taking a tramp through the jungle entirely unarmed. Where'd you get that revolver?
I borrowed it from a tramp.
Well, I don't believe you was ever in Africa in your whole life. So there.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well?
Have you ever caught me fibbing to you yet?
Mm.
I should say you haven't. The very idea. Of course I was in Africa. I used to collect African drums. I was known from one coast to the other. They used to call me Trader Horn.
Trader Horn?
Yes. Yes, because I was always willing to trade a horn for a drum. And I saw in front of me a terrible sight. There were natives. Natives, mind you. Natives in Africa, Mr. Winterbottom. And they were dancing in a circle, jeering and beating tom-toms. And in Africa, Mr. Winterbottom, when you hear a party of natives beating tom-toms and jeer, you know what that means?
Well, what does it mean? What does it mean?
They're having a Tom and Jerry party. Center of that weaving circle of natives was the white goddess. A beautiful girl, what they call a white goddess. And they were getting ready to sacrifice her to the alligators. Yes, sir. I took careful aim with my revolver. And there was a sharp staccato crack. The acrid smell of burnt powder. And then I saw I'd missed.
Missed?
Yes. I'd forgotten that I'd bent the barrel of my revolver in order to shoot around the corner. So I missed. And by that time, Mr. Winterbottom, the natives had bound that beautiful girl. Just think of how sad that was.
Yes.
That beautiful girl on the back of an alligator.
Yes.
Bound her to the back of an alligator, and the alligator was swimming down the river.
Well, what'd you do then? What'd you do?
Without a moment's hesitation. You think I was as scared as you say I wasn't. I plunged into those raging waters, dived in, down I went, down. Three downs and four to go. If the academy's ball on their own 28 yards,
wait. What happened to the girl on the back of the alligator? Did you save her? Did you save the girl?
A girl?
Yes.
Yes, a girl. Yes, I saved her. But only with greatest difficulty, Mr. Winterbottom, with greatest difficulty. You see, she weighed 300 pounds.
300 pounds takes a lot.
Yes, 300 pounds. But at last, I got her off the alligator's back, swam with her to the shore, returned her to her father, the king. And in appreciation, I was given a handsome gold medal.
By her father, the king?
No, by the alligator.
Say, now that'll do you, Hector Smith. For 2 cents, what in perdition is that coming up the road there?
Gosh sakes, it's Mr. Peters. Mr. Winterbottom, it's Mr. Peters.
Yes, it is. Come, son, it is.
What you darn fool, you got a steamroller. Webb? Webb? You out there in front of the store?
Yeah, I'm out here.
Well, bring in that sack of potatoes. I'm going to close up.